You're wearing that? Chloe crinkled her nose as she looked Ophelia over. You can't keep dressing like this, O. This is Vegas.
No, Priya clucked her tongue. You look like you're going to a funeral.
Ophelia rolled her eyes and leaned on the edge of the vanity, watching her friends primp in the mirror. 2 months ago, she would have agreed with them. Wearing black skinny jeans and a plain black tank top to a party would probably get her onto some worst-dressed list on a celebrity gossip website. She tried to make her outfit more chic by adding her Jimmy Choo's and a diamond necklace, but apparently it wasn't enough. Funny how everything could change in just a day. A moment, even. A phone call. 2 months ago, she cared about fashion. 2 months ago, she would have been worried about whether her lipstick shade complemented her complexion or not. But lately, she was having trouble giving two flying fucks about clothes or makeup. This is the biggest party of the year, Priya said, then turned to the mirror to apply her fake lashes. Like Chloe, she could contour like a professional makeup artist. Not that she needed it. Her complexion was perfect. The two of them didn't just dress trendy either. They created trends. Chloe's red hair hung in loose curls down her back, accented with a jeweled clip on one side. Both wore tight dresses designed to draw attention. Today, Ophelia looked like their uncultured cousin tagging along as their charity project. Jason will be there for sure, Priya said with a smirk. Chloe purred. Do you think he's got a sock down there, or do you think it's the real deal? Chloe! Ophelia yelled, trying to be offended for Jason's sake. What? Her friend shrugged. I know you've seen the bulge. How could you not? Priya laughed. Too bad he's only got eyes for O. Ophelia didn't want his eyes, or his bulge, or his boring conversation either. They'd been on a couple dates, and he'd droned on and on about himself and his budding music career, barely taking a break between sentences. Her friends called her a chronic first dater. She rarely went on second dates. Her mother was starting to ask if she was secretly into girls. The guys in her social circle called her a frigid bitch. Neither was true. Even before her father passed away, she'd found most guys boring. But now she couldn't even imagine starting a relationship. Not when her heart still felt so raw from his death. He was the only person in the world she felt actually loved her. When she was a child, she'd known the nannies just showed up every day for the money. Her own mother had skipped out on visitation half the time after her parents had divorced. Since he'd died 2 months ago, her heart had been aching and empty. Ophelia hadn't been a picnic to be around. She wondered if guys were coming on to her because they liked the challenge, not because they were actually interested. She seriously needed to start reevaluating her social circle. But God forbid she missed the banquets and multi-million-dollar house parties. Her mother would have her head. Nothing was more annoying than Lorna Davis on a rant about preserving the family's reputation. Sometimes being an only child sucked. The role of golden child or disappointment fell on her alone. Her phone beeped. She looked down, wondering who'd bothered to text her. Other than Chloe and Priya, who she'd grown up with, everyone else had faded away after her father had died and she'd shut down. The name Jason popped up on the screen. She scrunched her nose. Can't wait to see you tonight. That made one of them. In fact, she was going to do everything in her power to avoid him. She felt bad the second she thought it. He was a nice guy, just completely clueless about how to talk to women. And yeah, maybe a little self-absorbed,